I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Tuesday that the United States is working toward a fair and sustainable solution to end Russia's three-year war on Ukraine. Rubio spoke to reporters after a long meeting with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He said that both Moscow and Kyiv would have to make concessions to achieve peace.
I came away today convinced that they are willing to begin to engage in a serious process to determine how and how quickly and through what mechanism can an end be brought to this war. Whether we can ultimately reach that outcome will obviously depend on every side in this conflict's willingness to agree to certain things.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky objected to the fact that no one from Ukraine or Europe were at the talks in Riyadh. He has said his country will not agree to a U.S.-Russian-dictated settlement of the war. Zelensky is scheduled to hold talks with Keith Kellogg, the U.S. envoy for Ukraine, in Kyiv on Wednesday. A top Hamas leader says that the militant group plans to release six more living Israeli hostages on Saturday and the bodies of four others on Thursday. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman has more.
Some of these releases come a week ahead of schedule. They also would mark the return of all living hostages slated for release in this current phase of the ceasefire. In return, Israel has pledged to release scores of Palestinian prisoners, as it's been doing throughout the ceasefire, but it also is agreeing to allow large quantities of tents and mobile homes into Gaza. This issue almost caused the ceasefire to collapse last week. Hamas accused Israel of not keeping its pledges to allow housing materials into Gaza.
That was AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. This is VOA News. Brazil's chief prosecutor on Tuesday charged former President Jair Bolsonaro in connection with a criminal plot to overturn his loss in the 2022 election. In a 272-page report, the prosecutor said the plot included a plan to poison President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who defeated Bolsonaro in the election. 33 other people have been charged, including Bolsonaro's running mate and several military officers. The plot culminated when Bolsonaro's supporters stormed the presidential palace, Congress, and the Supreme Court on January 8, 2023, a week after President Lula took office. Bolsonaro could face up to 40 years in jail if he is tried and convicted. Brazil's electoral court has barred him from running in the 2026 elections, saying he cast unfounded doubts on the country's electronic voting system. A U.S. federal judge rejected a lawsuit Tuesday challenging the authority of billionaire Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. That story from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
The ruling in favor of the Trump administration comes after Democratic attorneys general from 14 states filed a lawsuit arguing that Musk lacks legal authority to direct the mass firing of federal employees or access sensitive government computer systems. The state attorneys general argued that Musk wields the kind of power that can be exercised only by an officer of the government, who has been nominated by the president and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. The states also have said DOGE itself has not been authorized by Congress. The judge wrote that the states, quote, legitimately call into question what appears to be the unchecked authority of an unelected individual and an entity that was not created by Congress and over which it has no oversight. But the judge said the states had not shown why they were entitled to an immediate restraining order.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Wednesday will face the federal judge who will decide whether to agree with a request by the U.S. Justice Department to dismiss corruption charges against him. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Reporters tried to ask Adams about it at an unrelated event, but he would not answer. The Justice Department is asking a judge to sign off on dropping the case against Adams, which involves bribery charges, saying it interferes with his ability to carry out President Trump's immigration agenda. Several prosecutors quit rather than carry out the Trump administration's orders, and four deputy mayors are also resigning over the fallout. Governor Hochul has said she's weighing removing Adams, who says he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green. VOA News.